President Trump wraps up a visit to France on this Bastille Day. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. During a two-day trip to France, President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron discussed terrorism, trade, and the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, the economies of both countries were never far from the surface as the two leaders met.
The French economy, stuck in the doldrums after the financial crisis, is finally showing signs of revival. Unemployment's now below 10%. Jeremy Cohen-Seton at the Peterson Institute.
Definitely, it's better to have a partner that is recovering rather than sinking in recession. In terms of exports market, that's also more promising for American firms.
Cohen-Seton says Trump and Macron face some similar problems, like companies moving well-paid factory jobs overseas. But Macron backs free trade, while Trump champions America First protectionism, which has rubbed some world leaders the wrong way. Former U.S. diplomat William Jordan says this visit with Macron has benefits for Trump because it shows
that he has partners that not only will deal with him, but who want him to be by their sides in public settings.
France runs a $15 billion trade surplus with the U.S., exporting a lot of aircraft, wine, pharmaceuticals, and perfume. If the U.S. wanted to reduce that, it would have to go through the EU, and prospects for U.S.-EU free trade talks are dim. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
House lawmakers yesterday announced a bipartisan agreement on legislation to boost college aid for veterans. If passed, it would be the largest expansion of the GI Bill in nearly a decade, Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
The plan does away with the 15-year time limit for veterans to use their education benefit. Paul Rykoff with Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America says this allows vets time to get the skills they need in a changing job market.
Oh, it's huge. If you go to war, the impact you made lasts forever. So your educational benefits should be there forever, too.
Rykoff's group worked to get the post-9/11 GI Bill passed in 2008, which provided in-state scholarships. This new bill would give additional money to vets taking science or engineering classes, and it extends benefits for reservists, Purple Heart recipients, and families of the fallen.
This kind of fills in some of the gaps in earlier versions of the GI Bill, folks who have been left behind.
The plan also helps veterans who attended now-defunct for-profit colleges. Kerry Wofford runs the nonprofit Veterans Education Success.
It gives one semester of GI Bill back to veterans who were at IPT Tech or Corinthian when they closed.
Lawmakers say they'll act on the bill this month. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.
An especially popular destination for next month's solar eclipse is Central Oregon, where the dry climate often makes for clear skies this time of year. The last time a total solar eclipse was visible from the lower 48 states was 1979. So if you haven't booked your hotel, good luck. Court Pridey is owner of the inn at Cross Keys Station in Madras, Oregon. So I understand you've been booked up since 2013. What did you think when people started calling to make reservations?
It was very strange. We had a company call from Florida wanting to book the entire hotel 4 years out, and I didn't even know how to go about doing that just because the computer systems didn't go out in the future that far. So that was an interesting phone call that I had never had in the 8 or 9 years we've been open.
So do you mind if I ask what you're charging for a room?
We are charging anywhere between $175 and $300.
Sounds pretty reasonable. I know there are some other hotels that have raised their prices by hundreds of dollars. Tell me why you didn't decide to do that.
We actually signed an agreement with this company out of Florida. You know, we probably could have possibly gotten out of it, but we don't operate like that.
We're getting closer to the big day. Are you feeling excited, nervous?
You know, everybody in Madras is excited, and some of them are a little bit stressed on how the functionality of the event is going to happen. You know, you're looking at Madras, a town of 5,000, roughly, one way out of town each way. And so vendors and grocery stores and banks and everybody is trying to brace for something that they've never seen or encountered ever. One of the things is trying to figure out how much food to to order for our guests during this period of time, because trucks most likely will not be running on the highways between certain times. They've just shut the long-haul trucks down. We'll do the best that we can and hope for the best.
Of course, this eclipse will last maybe 2 to 3 minutes. It could be cloudy, although it's generally pretty sunny in your parts this time of year. Do you see any longer-term benefit to the area?
You know, we hopefully, you know, will acquire some more tourists that come and see the area and see the beautiful sights here in the central part of the state and might decide to come back. And so tourism might be elevated more.
Do you plan to see it yourself?
I do. We're trying to figure out all the details of that because we've got a little one coming.
Oh, wow.
She'll be about a month old by the time the eclipse comes around.
Court Pridey is owner of the Inn at Cross Keys Station in Madras, Oregon. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much.
August 21st is the date of that eclipse. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.